I've been trying to crack the NFT code. Oh yeah, it's No Fronts, by the way. I'm your host with the most, and by most, I mean most neglected podcast in America, Noah Sloan. What's good? Episode, we're just going to call it episode, So, I have tried to crack the code. And by tried, let's say that I've put in barely any effort. But some. So, for those of you who don't know, let me actually look it up. Because I kind of want to give you the exact definition. I know how to explain it, what an NFT is. And if you don't know, here's what Google or Wikipedia or whatever says. And then I'll kind of break down my interpretation. And then I'm going to tell you about getting my first NFT minted. So the definition that they give is a non-fungible token, NFT, is a unit of data stored on a digital ledger called a blockchain that certifies a digital asset to be unique and therefore not interchangeable. NFTs can be used to represent items such as photos, videos, audio, and other types of digital files. So that's what the internet's saying. Here's my two cents. An NFT is basically like, so let's use something like Picasso, for example. There are several different ways for an art dealer, appraiser, collector to verify that a Picasso painting, a Pablo Picasso painting, is a Picasso painting, right? One of the common ways is through his autograph, his signature. An NFT is basically the digital, and this is my interpretation, it is the digital signature behind your digital art, almost like you're getting it, and by the way, this is off the top, this is straight on the spot thinking about it. It's basically, it's almost like the encryption behind your digital art, your video, your audio, that stamps that you are the creator of this piece of digital art, digital audio, digital video. It's confusing because, so I got something minted, right? Something that I created. I created a piece of art that is called Rochambeau. And I'm sure you guys, most of you gals, know what Rochambeau means. If you don't, here's the other way of saying it. It's rock, paper, scissors, shoot, right? It's the game that you played when you were a kid that you decide, like, best 2 out of 3 wins. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. If I get rock and you have paper, you win because paper wraps around rock. By the way, the rules of it, I don't even know who or how it was created. I know that Rochambeau originally was named after a French soldier, but not just a soldier, I believe a general. Anyways, I created an NFT and it my version of that. So that was basically, it was rock cocaine, crack rock, paper was cash, and then scissors. And I created it sort of like, there was motion graphics, the crack is kind of, it's kind of 3D, there's movement, blah, blah, blah. So I got it minted on OpenSea, I believe it's Open and then CSEA. And the, so I got it minted. So what does that mean? So I upload the file, it has to be a certain size. It has to be a certain size. It has to, be a certain, in a certain format. So like, I believe I couldn't do an MOV. I had to do an MP4, cause it was motion. Anyways, I upload it and it's approved and it's minted. Now I, on the back end, don't know what the process actually was that OpenSea, that the platform did to essentially mint it and say that I am the creator. And then here's where it gets weird, is someone else could create a rock, paper, scissors using the same kind of perspective, crack, rock, cash, scissors, right? And what would make it so that they, like, it's not a direct copy? And that's where it gets really confusing, this whole thing. And I'm like, well, what the fuck's the point? And then on top of it, it cost, I believe, $50, and then I had to pay another, it was like $60 or $70 to have this piece minted for an auction. I chose to do an auction. And I think I did. I made the minimum really fucking high, and that was probably not smart. But I, whatever, that's what I chose to do. And I haven't checked back on it. I think I have a day or two, but that shit's really confusing because I don't even know, like, what they actually, like, what is the back end, right? So let's say I posted it. I'm curious. So let's say I posted it on Instagram and then someone tried to save and use that and upload that as an NFT. I'm curious what would happen. I actually did post it on at Make Your Fucking Bed. So I'm curious, like, what would actually happen? Would they get blocked? Would it say this is a copy? This has been encrypted already? I'm very curious how that works, and then how someone, the whole thing is just kind of confusing. So I just, like anything, people, it's not like, you know, because you're hearing about some of these NFTs selling for 300,000, 500, a million, but what people aren't really understanding is, you got to understand, it's just like anything. It's just like, if you create a piece of art today and you go to a gallery, let's say they accept you, it's like, it doesn't mean you're going to blow up as an artist or you're going to be the person that sells it for $300,000. Hold on. My beautiful, sweet, sweet angel is calling me right now. You're on my No Fronts podcast. You're not talking, so you're making me look kind of like a weirdo. Hello?
What?
I answered while you called.
I didn't know you were doing that. Sorry.
Don't be sorry. I'm going to stop recording, and then I'm going to finish this later. Stay tuned.